decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It is good to have you with us. This is the Squirrel Chatter episode for Friday, March 11th, 2022. And it is pre-recorded because I am down in California, I hope, if everything goes well. Lord willing. Squirrel Chatter is a podcast that's dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture and to my thoughts on various topics of the day. We're skipping over those topics of the day because I have no idea what's happening today because I'm recording this almost 10 days in advance. So we're just going to have the Scripture reading today to keep ourselves up on track. We are reading through the entire Bible in the Legacy Standard Bible translation this year. And we are in the middle of week 10. Actually, we're at the end of week 10, aren't we? Yes, this is the end of week 10. And our scripture reading today is Numbers 22 through 25 and Luke 1. Squirrel Chatter is a member of the Christian Podcast Community. I encourage you to head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com and find your next podcast. There's something over there you'll want to listen to. New podcasts are being added all the time. It's a very busy place. All right, let's get with Let's start with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer, and then we will get into our scripture reading. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Numbers 22. Then the sons of Israel set out and camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan opposite Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. So Moab was in great fear because of the people, for they were numerous. And Moab was in dread of the sons of Israel. Then Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this assembly will lick up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at the time. So he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river, in the land of the sons of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, a people came out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the surface of the land, and they are settled opposite me. So now, please come, curse this people for me, since they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I may be able to strike them down and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian went away with the fees for divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke Balak's word to him. And he said to them, Spend the night here, and I will bring word back to you, as Yahweh may speak to me. And the leaders of Moab stayed with Balaam. Then God came to Balaam and said, Who are these men with you? And Balaam said to God, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent word to me, Behold, there is a people who came out of Egypt, and they cover the surface of the land. Now come, curse them for me. Perhaps I may be able to fight against them and drive them out. And God said to Balaam, Do not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. So Balaam arose in the morning and said to Balak's leaders, Go back to your land, for Yahweh has refused to allow me to go with you. And the leaders of Moab arose and came to Balak and said, Balaam refused to go with us. Then Balak again sent leaders, more numerous and more honorable than the former. And they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I beg you, withhold you from coming to me, for I will indeed honor you richly, and I will do whatever you say to me. Please come then, curse this people for me. And Balaam replied to the servants of Balak, Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything, either small or great, to trespass the command of Yahweh my God. So now, please, you also stay here tonight, and I will know what else Yahweh will speak to me. And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men have come to call you, rise up and go with them. But only the word which I speak to you shall you do. So Balaam arose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the leaders of Moab. But God was angry because he was going, so the angel of Yahweh took his stand in the way as an adversary against him. Now he was riding on his donkey, and his two young men were with him. Then the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and the donkey turned off of the way and went into the field. So Balaam struck the donkey to turn it back into the way. Then the angel of Yahweh stood in a narrow path of the vineyards, with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. And the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh, and it pressed itself to the wall, and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he struck it again. And the angel of Yahweh passed on ahead, and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right or the left. Then the donkey saw the angel of Yahweh and lay down under Balaam. So Balaam was angry and struck the donkey with his stick. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and it said to Balaam, What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? Then Balaam said to the donkey, Because you have made a mockery of me. If there had been a sword in my hand, I would have killed you by now. And the donkey said to Balaam, Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I ever been accustomed to do so to you? And he said, No. Then Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yahweh standing in the way, with his drawn sword in his hand. And he bowed his head down and prostrated himself to the ground. And the angel of Yahweh said to him, Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary because your way is contrary to me. And the donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If it had not turned aside from me, I would surely have killed you just now, and let it live. And Balaam said to the angel of Yahweh, I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the way against me. So now, if it is evil in your sight, I will turn back. But the angel of Yahweh said to Balaam, Go with the men, but you shall speak only the word which I tell you. So Balaam went along with the leaders of Balak. Then Balak heard that Balaam was coming and went out to meet him in the city of Moab, which is on the border, which is on the Arnon border, at the end of the border. Then Balak said to Balaam, Did I not urgently send to you to call you? Why did you not come to me? Am I indeed unable to honor you? So Balaam said to Balak, Behold, I have come now to you, and I am able to speak. Am I able to speak anything at all? The word that God puts in my mouth, that I shall speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. And Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep, and sent some to Balaam and the leaders who were with him. Then it happened in the morning that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to the high places of Baal. And he saw from there the end of the camp of the people. Chapter 23. Then Balaam said to Balak, Build seven altars for me here, and prepare seven bulls and seven rams for me here. So Balak did just as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered up a bull and a ram each on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, Stand beside your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps Yahweh will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you. So he went up to a bare hill. Now God met Balaam, and he said to him, I have set up seven altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, Return to Balak, and you shall speak thus. So he returned to him, and behold, he was standing beside his burnt offering, he and all the leaders of Moab. Then he took up his discourse and said, From Aram Balak has brought me, Moab's king from the mountains of the east. Come curse Jacob for me, and come denounce Israel. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? And how can I denounce what Yahweh has not denounced? For I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills. Behold, a people who dwells alone, and will not be reckoned among the nations. Who can number the dust of Jacob, or count the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like his. Then Balak said to Balaam, What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, but behold, you have blessed them repeatedly. And he replied, Must I not be careful to speak what Yahweh puts in my mouth? Then Balak said to him, Please come with me to another place, from where you may see them, and you will only see the end of them, but you will only see the end of them, and will not see all of them, and curse them for me from there. So he took him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built seven altars, and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. And he said to Balak, Stand here beside your burnt offering, while I myself meet Yahweh over there. Then Yahweh met Balaam, and put a word in his mouth, and said, Return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. So he came to him, and behold, he was standing beside his burnt offering, and the leaders of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, What has Yahweh spoken? Then he took up his discourse and said, Arise, O Balak, and hear. Give ear to me, O son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. He has said, and will he not do it? He has spoken, and will he not establish it? Behold, I have received a command to bless. When he has blessed, then I cannot revoke it. He has not observed misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. Yahweh his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He is for them like the horns of a wild ox, for there is no omen against Jacob, nor is there any divination against Israel. At the proper time it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel what God has done. Behold, a people rises like a lioness, and as a lion lifts itself, it will not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, Do not curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But Balaam replied to Balak, Did I not tell you, saying, Whatever Yahweh speaks, that I must do? Then Balak said to Balaam, Please come, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will be right in the eyes of God that you curse them for me there. So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which overlooks the wasteland. And Balaam said to Balak, Build seven altars for me here, and prepare seven bulls and seven rams for me here. And Balak did just as Balaam had said, and offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. And Balaam saw that it was good in the eyes of Yahweh to bless Israel. So he did not go as at other times to encounter omens, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel dwelling tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Then he took up his discourse and said, The oracle of Balaam the son of Beor, and the oracle of the man whose eye is uncovered, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who beholds the vision of the Almighty, falling down yet having his eyes opened, How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel! Like valleys they stretch out, like gardens beside the river, like aloes planted by Yahweh, like cedars beside the water. Water will flow from his buckets, and his seed will be by many waters, and his king shall be lifted up higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He is for him like the horns of the wild ox. He will devour the nations who are his adversaries, and will gnaw their bones in pieces, and shatter them with his arrows. He crouches, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion who dares rouse him? Blessed is everyone who blesses you, and cursed is everyone who curses you. Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam, and he struck his hands together, and Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies. But behold, you have blessed them repeatedly these three times. So now, flee to your place. I said I would honor you greatly, but behold, Yahweh has held you back from honor. And Balaam said to Balak, Did I not tell your messengers whom you had sent to me, saying, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything to trespass the command of Yahweh, either good or bad, of my own accord. What Yahweh speaks, that I will speak. So now, behold, I am going to my people. Come, and I will advise you what this people will do to your people in the last days. Then he took up his discourse and said, the oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the oracle of a man whose eye is uncovered, the oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who beholds the vision of the Almighty, falling down and yet having his eyes open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab, and tear down all the sons of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir, its enemies, also will be a possession, while Israel performs valiantly. And one from Jacob shall have dominion, and will make the survivor perish from the city. Then he looked at Amalek, and took up his discourse, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his end shall be destruction. Then he looked at the Kenite, and took up his discourse, and said, your habitation is enduring, and your nest is set in the cliff. Nevertheless, Canaan will be consumed. How long will Asher keep you captive? Then he took up his discourse and said, woe, who can live except when God has ordained it? But ships shall come from the coast of Kittim, and they shall afflict Asher and will afflict Eber. So they also will come to destruction. Then Balaam arose and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. Chapter 25. And Israel remained at Shittim, and the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. Indeed, they called the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the anger of Yahweh burned against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, take all who are the heads of the people and execute them in broad daylight before Yahweh, so that the burning anger of Yahweh may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judge of Israel, each of you kill his men who have joined themselves to Baal of Peor. Then behold, one of the sons of Israel came and brought near to his brothers a Midianite woman, in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, while they were weeping at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the high priest, saw it. So he arose from the midst of the congregation and took a spear in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the heart, into the tent, and pierced both them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through the body. Then the plague on the sons of Israel was checked. So those who died by the plague were 24,000. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned away my wrath from the sons of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I did not consume the sons of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, behold, I give him my covenant of peace, and it shall be for him and his seed after him, a covenant of perpetual priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the sons of Israel. Now the name of the slain man of Israel who was slain with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a leader of a father's household among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman who was struck down was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, who was head of the people of a father's household in Midian. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, be hostile to the Midianites and strike them, for they have been hostile to you with their deceptive tricks, with which they have deceived you in the affair of Peor and in the affair of Cozbi, the daughter of the leader of Midian, their sister who was slain on the day of the plague because of Peor. Luke chapter 1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word handed them down to us, it seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write out for you in orderly sequence, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah, of the division of Abijah. He had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and righteous requirements of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years. Now it happened that, while he was performing his priestly duty before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of the incense offering. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear fell upon him. Then the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will not drink any wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands before God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah and were wondering at his delay in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And it happened that when the days of his priestly service were fulfilled, he went back home. After these days, Elizabeth, his wife, conceived, and she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "This is the way the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my disgrace among men." Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement, and was pondering what kind of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And there will be no end of his kingdom." But Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now at this time Mary arose and went in a hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And now has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me. For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what has been spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has looked upon the humble state of his slave. For behold, from all this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his army. He has scattered those who are proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has exalted those who were humbled. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel his servant, in remembrance of his mercy. He has spoken to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Now the time was fulfilled for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and her relatives heard that the Lord had magnified his great mercy toward her, and they were rejoicing with her. And it happened that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to call him Zechariah after the name of his father. But his mother answered and said, "No, but his name shall be called John." And they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." And they were making signs to his father as to what he wanted him called. And so he asked for a tablet and wrote as follows, "His name is John." And they all marveled. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosened, and he began to speak, blessing God. And fear came on all those living around them. And all these matters were being talked about in all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard these things put them in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was indeed with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he visited and accomplished redemption for his people, and raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David his servant, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to make ready his way, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to direct our feet into the way of peace." And the child continued to grow and to become strong in the spirit, and he lived in the desolate regions until the day of his public appearance to Israel, says the word of the Lord. Now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the collect for grace. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks, well, thanks for being with us here today. As I said, it's Friday, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you go to church. I will be preaching this Sunday evening at Calvary Baptist Church of Burbank, and so I would welcome you there if you would like to come and hear me in person. Would love to meet you. Would love to say hi. Just tell me you listen to Squirrel Chatter, and I will leap for joy. All right, folks, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. And we'll see you again here on Monday in another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.